So you want to be a comic? It's not as easy as we make it look. But that's because Mutiny Radio has 8 hours a week of open mic stage time for all your comedy workout needs. Strain those improv muscles every Sunday from 4 to 6 at Getting Sketchy with David Stolowitz. Press out those new jokes every Monday, 6 to 8 on Joke Workshop, with 4-minute sets and 4-minute critiques from everyone, kept positive by host Pam Benjamin. Pump those dick jokes every Thursday, 7 to 9 with True Hustle Thursdays, hashtag THC. That's hashtag THCT. You want more open mics? Fridays, 6 to 8. Happy hour with guest host and George D. Smith. Pew, pew, pew. 4 open mics every week at Mutiny Radio, brother.
After work and take a seat at Asiento, a great place to meet friends, have delicious tapas and drinks, and relax with your neighbors. Located at Bryant and 21st Street in the Deep Mission, Kitty Corner Block for Mutiny Radio. Come and get a drink during the Comedy Festival and enjoy happy hour pricing all night long with your festival ticket. A great neighborhood bar, come take a seat at Asiento.
Everybody should listen to Mutiny Radio! At mutinyradio.fm. It's a great place to listen to crazy things.
That's Shrug Life every third Saturday of the month at 6 p.m. at Mutiny Radio, 2781 21st Street. See you there, punk asses.
Yeah, it's Bug Out Square. It's Tuesday. It's 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock here. It may be 8 o'clock. I don't know what time it is where you are. But it's 6 o'clock, and city's aflame, man. The city is aflame.
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
Yeah, this week on Bug House Square,
well, why,
you know, what? Vigilante last week, man. I'm bummed. Last week was drinking, and I got to say that I'm not drinking. Alcohol-free for Lent. And so last week was the drinking show, but it hasn't been posted yet, and I believe our stream was actually down. So that was like one kind of like, that could have been one for the ether, but I don't think so. I think it is saved, and we're going to get it up. So there's probably going to be 2 shows coming up if you're listening to this live. I believe our stream is going now. We may have some problems with the stream during the show because they're doing something to secure it. I'll talk about that. I'm getting a nod. But hang with us as long as you can, as long as we're going. But this will is being recorded, and we will post the podcast up as soon as possible.
Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man, and he said, "Unite all you working men." Killed him in the river, some strange man. Was that a vigilante man? Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down? I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle was that, the vigilante men. Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
Here am I, flashing no color on this Die.
Yeah, that's Cocktail Twins, and this is Bughouse Square every Tuesday, 6 to 8. If you were listening to the stream, I'm talking to you to the future right now, that you may have experienced some technical difficulty, because we're changing things up. We're getting the stream fixed and secured. We've been having some problems the last few weeks by a saboteur of unknown, I don't know. There's speculation, there's conjecture, there's actually maybe some proof as well to someone who's been co-opting our stream and just messing with the station and just being pretty crappy about it. So we're working on that, and we're getting things together. But we're doing a good show. Everything is getting recorded, and we'll post these podcasts. Probably if you're listening to this, check out last week's, because that was a good show, good drinking show. So we're going to go to the basement. We do a thing called Rise from the Basement here. And what it is a... It's a...
Hey, everybody. We're just dealing with some technicals right now. We'll be right back on in a second.
Well, good evening, Texans. Welcome to the Comedy Corporation. Once again, we are Pinkard and Bowden from Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you. This is Sandy Pinkard right here. My name is Richard Bowden. We're awful glad to be here tonight. It's our second time here. Last time here, it was during the ice storm, so we didn't see too many people. But, you know, we tell everybody that we're from Nashville, which is partly true because we do live there now. Of course, like most guys that end up there in Nashville picking guitars, we do come from different parts of the country, and both of us from little bitty places here in the South. In fact, I grew up right here in Texas. About 180 miles east of here, down there in the land of the virgin pines and the tall girls. Little town called Linden, Texas. Y'all ever heard of that one? Yeah, boy. That's a big one. And Sandy here. No, he can't really. Close. He can't really have it. He's from Louisiana.
Our guarantee.
You hear that Cajun accent, don't you? Well, he is a Cajun, as a matter of fact. He grew up in a famous little Cajun town over there, a little place called Grand Guidon, Louisiana. Y'all heard of that one? No? Well, it's right where they invented sucking the heads on crawfish. That was smooth, wasn't it?
I was the only one in my family to escape. That's right. I got down on my knees, though, when I was just a little child. I got down there and I said, God, God, get me out of Louisiana.
I'm telling what God said.
He said, where the hell is Louisiana?
You know, you can't really bring up God and Louisiana in the same breath without thinking about Jimmy Swagger. Yeah, I guess crawfish heads ain't the only thing that gets sucked over there. I'm sorry, that was terrible. Bad, I'm sorry. Old Jimmy's taking a lot of abuse about that whole thing, and I don't think it's fair. I think he made too big a deal out of it. I do. I think he just got tired of reading the word, wanted to look at the pictures. I believe it's a very positive outcome to that whole swagger deal, because I think it's caused Americans to cut back on masturbation. Well, maybe not everybody. At least I know when I pick up an issue of Penthouse and there's a picture of Jimmy Swaggart crying on the cover, I have a little trouble getting it up. Enough about religion. We were talking about the Cajuns. You know, I give them a pretty hard time, but I do love the Cajun people, you know. They still do things their own way, no matter what the rest of the world's doing. We like to visit with his kinfolks down. He's still got a bunch of Cajun cousins. Matter of fact, we stopped there for a couple of days on the way out here. Why don't you tell him what happened to your cousin here a while back?
My cousin Thibodeau?
Yeah. I think that was his name, one of them.
My cousin Thibodeau, the other day, he went into his daughter's room, and he caught her with what they call one of them 10-inch vibrators. You know, the kind you're supposed to put on your face, but no one does. And he said, honey, what you doing with that? And she says, daddy, I'm so damn ugly. I ain't gonna ever be able to have no husband or boyfriend, no. He says, my dad's damn sad. So the next day, she goes in, Thibodeau's daughter goes into the den, and they live in a double wide, they're rich. But she goes in there to that den, and her daddy's sitting there in his easy chair, and he's got a can of Bud in one hand, and he's got that vibrator in the other. And she says, daddy, what the hell are you doing with that? He says, I'm having a drink with my son-in-law. All right, they're on to you. I'd also like to say it's nice to be back here in Texas. Where the women are beautiful here, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What you think?
I see we play in Nashville at the Grand Ole Opry, and we just not used to seeing this many people with all their front teeth.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been doing a little research out on the road here lately, and maybe you can help us a little bit tonight. By applause, how many people in here tonight, by applause, believe that Elvis Presley is still alive? Okay, now, by applause, how many people believe that Elvis Presley is dead? Fine people.
Well, let me ask you, how many of you really don't give a shit one way or the other? Poor Elvis. You know, we found out that when President Nixon was in office, he actually deputized Elvis as a federal narcotics agent. Y'all know that?
It's true.
It is true. And anyway, when we found that out, we figured, well, it's time for us to record a tribute to Elvis. And we did. Goes like this.
Who's that coming through the park? Dressed in rhinestones after dark. Looking way too fat to be a cop. Keeping Memphis clean from his long black limousine. Fighting crime with fast karate chops. Oh, now Elvis was an narc in rhinestones after dark. He did his best to keep Memphis drug-free. He knew every pill he'd eat would be one less on the street. Elvis took them all for you and me.
I still can't believe that the king would have OD'd He couldn't have done the drugs they say he did. And even though he's DOA, I still hear people say that he's got them all out at Graceland somewhere hid. Oh, well, 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 Elvis was not.
He did his best to keep Memphis drug free. He knew every pill he'd eat would be one less on the street. Elvis took them all for you and me.
I just want to eat some Teddy Grahams.
McCain.
All right, Elvis, man.
All right. Now, help us again here, ladies and gentlemen, by applause. Is there anybody here tonight proud to be from Texas? All right. We are, too. Well, he is. Now, help us again now. By applause, ladies and gentlemen, how many people in here tonight have made love with a farm animal?
You damn mosquitoes down here, retard, man. Wait just a minute now. He kind of caught me off guard there a little bit. I thought there'd be more people clapping than that. Yeah, you should have heard the response we got to that when we played down at A&M. Yeah, about half the audience down there clapped. The rest of them just kind of sat there with this dumb look on their face. Swishing their tails back and forth. I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea now, because I would never do anything like that again. No, I'm just kidding. No, I wouldn't do anything like that. Way too many problems associated with something like that, you know. Now you can't bring them flowers. They just eat the sumbitches. Right? What's worse than that, the next time you see them, man, they act like they don't even know you. but I wouldn't do anything like that. I tell you what I did do, though, one time. Was reading an article in a little small town newspaper about a guy that actually got caught making love to a farm animal. And I couldn't believe it. Well, he got caught anyway. But it kind of got me to thinking and wondering about stuff, all the ramifications of doing that. All of a sudden, I started wondering what would great songs be like if they were written about love relationships with farm animals. Y'all ever think about that? Nah. Well, maybe it's just me. I don't know. Think if the Beatles had written about that. You'd have songs like Something in the Way She Moves. Tracks Me Like No Other, Hartford. How about If I Had a Heifer, I'd Have Her in the Morning. I'd Have Her in the Evening All Over My Land. Or how about you got a kiss an Angus good morning? Or how about group sex with animals? You'd have songs like This Lamb Is Your Lamb, This Lamb Is My Lamb. This lamb was made for you and me.
That's sick.
Hey, wait a minute. And don't blame me, man. Some of them songs you don't even have to change your words to. About the old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be. irresistible you. And you know, it kind of made me wonder what Cole Porter was doing when he wrote Don't Fence Me In. It's got to be the best crowd we've had in a while. In fact, I'm starting to feel bad now that we don't have a better act. You probably feel that way about your date, don't you?
Do we have any folk music fans out here tonight?
Yeah.
Get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't scurvy shit-faced McRat.
Check. There we go. All right, which one's that? Three. Check. Two.
No.
We talk about weight.
Check.
That's one.
Subliminal SF brings you visual and auditory mind control. For the best graphic design, physical merchandise, and live music promotion, go to www.subliminalsf.com and check out their hilarious t-shirts and super cool bands at clubs and bars all over the Bay Area. Subliminal SF creates amazing flyers, posters, and design for every need. So go now to www.subliminalsf.com and experience what this wonderful local business has to offer.
Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that any time I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitable. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak feeling. So then all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cow, honey.
Well, hello, boys and girls. You know what a password is. That's a secret word that soldiers would use to get past the sentry and up to the front. Well, here's a password that gets you up to the front in all the right places. It's cannabis energy. It seems the faster you go, the more cannabis energy you need. So if you want to win, you have to have lots of cannabis energy. And the swellest way I know to get it is just by using Green Army Skincare. Boy, they're just crammed full of cannabis energy. There are more cannabis energy units in one lip balm tube than you use circling the base 10 times or when you ride your bike 4 miles across the city. And it's fast acting. Why, no sooner that you apply some balm to your mouth or pain areas, you practically feel the new strength in your muscles. And what's more, Green Army Skincare is a good, wholesome product. They're made with body-nourishing cannabis and other natural ingredients. So go out there today and pick up some Green Army Skincare products from your local cannabis procurement center. Join the Green Army.com.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to invite you down to Bender's Bar and Grill in the heart of the Mission District in San Francisco at 806 South Van Ness. We've got great food by our kitchen counter offer, burgers, tater tots, tachos, corn dogs, all sorts of good stuff like that. They're open from opening until 11 p.m. most days of the week, except Saturday. Every Saturday night, we've got live rock and roll, some of the best local bands in San Francisco and touring acts as well. Come on down, 10 p.m., rock and roll, only night of the week. We have a $5 cover charge, always $5 for live rock and roll. We're open from 4 p.m. until 2 a.m., Monday through Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 2 to 2. Come on down, have some drinks with us. We've got Whiskey Wednesday, Tequila Tuesday, and we've always got the Steve McQueen special, shot of bullet bourbon and a can of California lager for $8. Come down and enjoy our patio. It's open in the afternoon, not really in the evening, but a lot of good folks hanging out back there. Come on down, give us a shout. Drop by the bar, make some friends. Thanks, folks. Bender's Bar and Grill in the heart of the Mission District, San Francisco, California.
With a happy hour every Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. Don't miss it. Go to Bender's Bar. Big supporter of the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival 2018.
Oh yeah, it goes down. Come smoke with your boy. Grinder.
Spark is San Francisco's premier cannabis dispensary with a focus on serving and educating patients for 7 years. Spark is dedicated to creating the best in-store experience with its extensive menu, friendly staff, and one of the few cannabis vape lounges in San Francisco. Spark welcomes you to visit its two great locations as a medical patient or for recreational adult use in 2018. Spark is located at 1256 Mission Street between 8th and 9th and at 473 Haight Street at Fillmore. Both locations are open until 10 p.m. every night. Spark staff looks forward to serving you. Coming at these bitches and all these snitches, hitting switches, going
right.
Rainbow Grocery, a worker-owned and operated food cooperative located at 1745 Folsom Street in the Mission District of San Francisco. Let's hear what locals have to say about Rainbow Grocery.
Their bulk section is dope AF.
I love their variety of cheese and home decor items and this of unique items that you can't find anywhere else.
Their cheese section is insane.
I love Rainbow Grocery because it's the number one grocery store to shop at when you're having a potluck and need to fulfill everyone's dietary needs.
They don't have meat. Rainbow Grocery Cooperative, an amazing San Francisco staple since 1975.
For all your space chicken, sci-fi, comedy, non-political humor needs, go to timstesseract.com. Read fiction about the future of San Francisco after the water wars of 2121 in Jane 6. Ask a Jedi for important life hacks. Eat flesh with the bear exoskeleton Contessa. And check your horror horoscope on Horoscopia. Updated every 3 parsecs. TimsTesseract.com.
TimsTesseract.com.
So you want to be a comic? It's not as easy as we make it look. But that's because Mutiny Radio has 8 hours a week of open mic stage time for all your comedy workout needs. Strain those improv muscles every Sunday from 4 to 6 at Getting Sketchy with David Stolowitz. Press out those new jokes every Monday, 6 to 8 on Joke Workshop, with 4-minute sets and 4-minute critiques from everyone. Get positive by host Pam Benjamin. Pump those dick jokes every Thursday, 7 to 9 with True Hustle Thursdays. Hashtag THC. That's hashtag THCT. You want more open mics? Fridays, 6 to 8. Happy hour with guest host and George D. Smith. Pew, pew, pew. 4 open mics every week at Mutiny Radio, brother.
After work and take a seat at Asiento, a great place to meet friends, have delicious tapas and drinks, and relax with your neighbors. Located at Bryant 21st Street in the Deep Mission, Kitty Corner Block from Mutiny Radio. Come and get a drink during the Comedy Festival and enjoy happy hour pricing all night long with your festival ticket. A great neighborhood bar, come take a seat at Asiento.
Everybody should listen to Mutiny Radio at Mutiny Radio.